Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. If you want peace, prepare for war. The balloon story, not finished yet, reminds us that there are provocations, there are acts of hostility, there are surveillance, there are innocent accidents. You can't tell at the time. However, if you want peace, and here we go, Taiwan wants peace. The United States wants peace. But the People's Republic of China, the authors of those surveillance balloons, do not want peace when it comes to Taiwan. I welcome Michael Brown, visiting scholar, Stanford University's Hoover Institution, former director of the Defense Innovation Unit, DOD, writing at Foreign Affairs about what needs to be done for Taiwan and for the U.S. to discourage a provocation, an attack, anything that would change the balance of power in East Asia. Michael, a very good evening to you. I go immediately to your argument that there are things Taiwan must do and there are things that the U.S. must do. Let's begin with Taiwan. It's a small state. It has a budget that is dwarfed by China's budget. It has hardware. It has a lot of people who are in the army, but there's nowhere capable. It's no capable of getting to the scale of it. And it has a geography that says this is not Ukraine. All those factors you introduce, and I was discouraged right away. But what needs to be done? You have the wonderful image of a porcupine. What does that mean, Michael? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Thanks for having me here. Yep. Taiwan needs to really prepare itself to your opening comments as a deterrence. We need to recognize deterrence has not worked in Ukraine because Ukraine is at war. We have to make sure that deterrence is successful. So as you point out, things that Taiwan needs to do, things that the U.S. needs to do, starting with Taiwan, it needs to develop more asymmetric capabilities. What does that mean? It's not going to be able to go head on head with enough F-16s or Abrams tanks, which it has bought from the U.S., but it needs to think about what are the capabilities that are going to slow down or stop a superior force. So those are some of the same technologies we see being used effectively in Ukraine. So it's more missiles, smart mines for their harbors. And it also means, in addition to the military capability, making sure there's enough store of goods, so medical supplies, food, fuel, so that Taiwan could deter an attack for at least a week. Because of the geography, it's going to be a different situation in Ukraine, and they're going to have to be on their own for some period of time before any allied assistance could be there.
The scale of this, Ukraine is far away from us, and it's about 300 miles from the border of Ukraine to Moscow. But Taiwan is even closer to the mainland. 100 miles is nothing for a warplane to cover and attack Taiwan. So when you're making it a porcupine out of this, air defense isn't going to be adequate. Is Taiwan thinking through the way you do in your article about how geography is not going to help us? We need something else.
Well, I think they certainly are now, and it includes increases to their defense budget. So they've increased to now 2.4% of GDP, up from 1% and change that they're spending on defense. It includes expanding the number of military and increasing the amount of time they're going to spend training the reserves. So they are thinking about what they need to do to get prepared. While 100 miles is short, an amphibious landing is no small feat militarily. So it's much more dangerous for Beijing's calculus to think that this is going to be easy. And we've got to make sure that we do everything with Taiwan and other allies so that that calculus gets changed to know that it's very risky and likely unwinnable. That's our challenge.
There's guessing going on. There's some assumptions going on about the surveillance balloons. What's important here is the capability of surveillance. You identify in your piece that there are tools available to Taiwan that they can use now. DAAS, and also SAR. What are those? The Pentagon loves acronyms. We always have to translate them, Mike.
It certainly does. So data as a service, it's now possible to get the benefit of satellite imagery that you don't have to pay for either the satellites or the rockets. So pretty phenomenal improvement in commercial capabilities in space. That means sensors are available. You could even get on a dedicated basis. And I would recommend that Taiwan take advantage of these. One of the technologies from space now, it adds to optical or electro-optical capabilities of the satellite images we're used to seeing with radar images. So SAR is synthetic aperture radar. That's a benefit because it allows you to see at night and through clouds. So given the number of commercial constellations of satellites in low Earth orbit, it's getting more and more possible to have almost real-time visibility to what's happening. That will certainly thwart any surprise that China might plan in the future. In other words, we're going to know, just like we did before Putin marched into Ukraine, we're going to know what's happening, and we're not going to be dissuaded by propaganda as Putin tried in Ukraine. So having that visibility, the near real-time visibility through a multitude of sensors, so not only optical, synthetic aperture radar, but in the future, infrared and radio frequency are going to provide a pretty complete picture of what's happening.
Communication. One of the discoveries of Ukraine is that a communication system called Starlink that we're talking on right now, Michael, because I got it as a backup, but ever since the success in Ukraine, I use it as a primary. If it's good enough for war fighting in Ukraine, it's good enough for me. There's not just a constellation, it's like a sea of satellites swimming over me. I can watch that. Now, is that something that Taiwan can do for itself now? Has it already done it? Just it's $110 a month, Taiwan. That's all you need. Just pepper the landscape.
Well, John, as you're pointing out, commercial technology is really changing war fighting. And one of the aspects that's been important in Ukraine, of course, is the ability for Starlink to provide the ongoing communications capability for the military and for the civilians in Ukraine. So, yes, I believe Taiwan should be taking advantage of that to get more dedicated antennae and satellites available now to it so that China will know you're not going to be able to cut off communications, which would be one of the first things that China would try to do if they were using the military to seize Taiwan.
That's the old playbook, right? When you launch an attack, you blind them and you cut off communications to their front line
exactly.
and to their air defense. And Starlink means you can't do it because it's also portable. You can take it to the battlefield and stay in communication.
And resilient. The benefit of these larger constellations in low Earth orbit, you could take one satellite out and it doesn't affect the functionality of the system.
Now, here's a term that must be fresh to the Pentagon. You need a large number of small things. What does that mean, Michael?
Well, one of the things that I think is changing about warfighting is that China's certainly stolen some designs for our fighter aircraft, like the F-35. They've watched us at war for decades because, unfortunately, the U.S. military has been active in so many conflicts. We need to introduce an element of surprise, which would be a lot of smaller things, autonomous things, things that can be sensors, like we just talked about with sensors from space, that really give us more capability to cover greater distances, which are important in the Indo-Pacific region, to be able to have greater situational awareness. And those greater number of small things are much more difficult to take down as a system. So while we know aircraft carriers, for example, exquisite naval capability is vulnerable, the more of these smaller things that you field, it's going to be much more difficult to defeat the entire system. So, yes, we recommend there are a lot of autonomous capability. The U.S. Navy's Task Force 59 is experimenting with these now. Drones that are in the air, on the surface, and under the sea can give you a capability of watching for hundreds of miles in each direction. That's just not possible with manned ships.
I have learned that tactics win battles, but logistics win wars. What does that mean for Taiwan right now?
So on the logistics side, it means that Taiwan needs to prepare itself. We just talked about making sure there's enough food, fuel, munitions to be able to sustain itself for at least a week before any allied assistance would be available. For the U.S., it means we need to reinvest in our munitions capability. One of the things we've seen in the war in Ukraine is it's pretty easy to exhaust our capabilities for energetics. Those are the chemicals that allow things to go boom, propellants, explosives. And because we've been at peace, fortunately, we've let our capabilities dwindle there. Stocks have been depleted, and we don't have the capacity to surge. So we need to now reinvest in industries like that, the core of the defense industrial base, munitions, energetics, so that we could sustain a fight where we to need to do that on an ongoing basis. It's not guaranteed, just like we're seeing in Ukraine, that if there were a conflict in Taiwan, it would be over in a few hours. It might go on for some period of time. We need to have the ongoing capability in munitions and energetics to sustain that kind of fight.
Michael Brown, visiting scholar, Stanford University's Hoover Institution, former director of the Defense Innovation Unit at the DOD. When we come back, what else needs done in Washington, in the U.S., to prepare for a day we do not welcome, but there it is, the attack on Taiwan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashman.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.